News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Center, fabulous producer Matt Catrillo in the newsroom. Traffic-wise, we're fine. We're slow in Danville. And we're stacking up on Duke Street in Northumberland, but everybody else is doing okay traffic-wise this morning. 20 years of Holiday Express. Did I hear you say that?
Yes.
Holiday Express train rides in Sunbury. Fran Zartman, coordinator, along with Debbie Huffert, is here.
Yes, and it is our 20th year doing these trips for Fort Discovery.
It is not, because just yesterday you came to me and said, we're going to do train rides, and I thought, oh gosh, they'll never sell out. And Jeff Pontius says, oh, I'll bet they will. And guess what has happened every year since then?
Every year, and it's a fun time, and we're like on our second generation, right? Because those kids are having kids, and they're bringing their kids, and it's just... wonderful, wonderful time. Everybody has a great time on that train.
Well, it's a family tradition. All right. Well, Fran Zartman is here. I call you a Sunbury area resident. The Holiday Express train rides are a fundraiser for the Fort Discovery Playground that's next to the YMCA in Sunbury, which is a completely nonprofit. A lot of people contribute that mulch and volunteer and volunteer and volunteer hours on top of volunteer hours down there. So this is the biggest fundraiser for the trains?
It's our only fundraiser.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess
so it's our biggest.
It's easy to rise to the top, but it's also your smallest, you could say. But the train rides are coming up, and they are on Friday, December 6th. So it's not this Friday, which is Black Friday, but next Friday, December 6th, and also on Sunday. Remember, they take Saturday off. Well, I guess the trains go someplace else. But then on Sunday, the 8th, there are a series of rides on Sunday, the 8th. One starts at noon, one at 2 p.m., and one at 4 p.m., and another one at 6 p.m. On Friday the 6th, they're at 5, 6:45 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. are the times for these train rides. And if folks are already intrigued, they want to just go ahead and get their tickets, just remember eventbrite.com, Holiday Express Train Rides Sunbury, and that'll get you on those rides. Tell us about Fort Discovery. If folks aren't familiar with the playground, maybe they just drive by. Describe this phenomenon that is thriving down there.
Well, the concept 23 years ago was about making an inclusive playground that was handicap accessible and educational as well. So we also did something with another twist, and we did local history integrated throughout the park. So when you come into the park, the first thing you see right in front of you is like a drawbridge and palisades, and it's to replicate Fort Augusta, which was here on the banks of the Susquehanna and Sunbury. And as you move through that park, you'll see a miniature fort of Fort Augusta, and you can go in and sit down and imagine how that might have been. And as you stroll through the park, you'll see a replica of the first steam locomotive that came up on a canal boat, and you'll see a canal boat. What else will you see? Oh, you'll see the Priestley House, a facade of the Priestley House, and...
Do you really raise up history? If somebody, an adult, is there to interpret for the kids, they can start to get a flavor for some of these things. And how old is the Fort Discovery?
It's approximately, I'd say, 20 years. It's 21 years, maybe. But actually, it's probably 20 years. I lost count. We started the fundraising. It took us nearly 3 years to raise $250,000 to build that. And at the time, it was the second largest community-built playground in the world.
Okay, and maybe it's been exceeded since then, but certainly, and you had hundreds of volunteers go down there and help build it on the day of, so it's one of those playgrounds kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely, but it wasn't a day, and it wasn't even a weekend. It was a three-week build.
Okay, to get it all done, but it's a fabulous playground and just super educational and a wonderful time for parents, and it's a participatory playground where parents go in and help and run around, too, and get to have some fun and bang the little sound machine from one end, and while the kiddos listen at the other end.
Exactly. So. The Whisper dishes are there, and there's a little telephone system that I think there's six of those little telephone systems, and you got to figure out which one connects with the other. So that's part of the fun.
So that's kind of fun at Fort Discovery. So, and Fort Discovery, to say it's nonprofit is kind of an understatement. It's like a no profit. All the money that comes from the train rides goes to the Fort Discovery, and there's no staff. It's all volunteer.
Everything for Fort Discovery is volunteer. No staff. We do a big rehab in the spring. We have to buy our sealer. And sealers, as you know, if you have a deck, it's incredibly expensive. And we buy somewhere around 150 gallons of sealer. Mulch, last year we bought two tractor trailer truckloads of mulch.
Okay, so this is about, what's the total budget for Fort Discovery? 50 grand or something in that region?
Oh, the budget? Yeah, actually, with all the volunteers, we do have a carpenter that comes in and does some maintenance for us, and so we know that it's getting done, it's getting done right, we pay them. But that isn't to say some carpenter who wants to step forward and do it for nothing will say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But that's what we do. And let me see. Our budget is somewhere around anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 for the rehab, depending upon what we need to do that year. What kind of fixes? We have to replace a little slide. Last year, we replaced two big curly slides, and they were very pricey.
Well, so, I was just going to say, 20 years, now you're into the life cycle of some of the accoutrements.
Absolutely. About 5 years ago, we paid Leathers and Associates, the folks who designed the playground. They came in to do a walkthrough, make sure things are meeting code for safety. Because you have things you have to think about, like entrapment zones, fall zones. You know, it's just not just let's put a swing here and put a slide there. There's a lot of thought process into it. And they were just slack-jawed at the maintenance of that playground. They said they have never seen a playground that old and looking that good. It is. They gave us an A-plus rating.
Okay, so yeah, it is well-maintained. Well, and one time I drove by and I saw a Zartman construction truck backed up there and they were drilling away and fixing something, replacing something. So as long as we're naming names, I really think you don't mind that I did that, do you?
No, and we're really blessed that Dave steps up to the plate and just will
Dave Zartman would be president? Is that the official title?
CEO and president.
CEO, okay. And everything else. If something's busted, he knows about it and they can fix it. Zartman Construction. So, all right. So, Holiday Express train rides, make a pitch for folks to consider taking an enchanted ride coming up.
Absolutely. We're really blessed to have the support of Jeff Pontius and his train folks, and as well as Sita Cog and Bob Zimmerman. Our citizen of the
Zimmerman
year.
Is where the trains start and stop, so there's Zimmerman staff there when that is happening. Jeff Pontius owns the trains.
Cedar Cog owns the railroad tracks.
Yes, Cedar Cog Joint Rail Authority. Yes. And North Shore Railroad to have assistance in here, too?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Cedar Cog owns the railroad tracks, but the contract lies with North Shore Railroad, and they supply the locomotive as well. So we are blessed.
Free of charge, or do you give them a little stipend?
No, they do that for free as a way to assist their communities with all kinds of needs.
Okay, so we want to be clear who's donating here, and of course one of the donators would be North Shore Railroad. Of course, they have to have a staffer, at least one staffer driving the train, and maybe others. Mm-hmm. So those individuals may or may not be volunteer to get paid. That I don't know. We'll get that from Jeb another day. But honestly, North Shore is doing this free of charge because this is part of their many, many community
outreach. It's part of their giving back to the community, as well as Cedar Cog. They do that together. And there's usually, you run a locomotive, you don't drive it. So there's an engineer and there's a brakeman.
Okay. And tell me about what's on the ride. If folks aren't familiar with the Holiday Express train rides, what happens?
Oh, we set that scene as you pull up to Zimmerman Motors, which is the end of Market Street in Sunbury, right before the Green Bridge. You'll see Zimmerman Motors on your right and now on your left as well. They're really filling the space back there. And there's parking around the Domino's, and there's parking around the ballpark just on the other side of the Green Bridge. Okay. Anyhow, you'll see to your right a beautifully lit vintage train. And the train, those coaches are anywhere from somewhere around 1917 up until the 1960s. And they've been immaculately restored by Jeff and his friends. And you hear holiday music, and you see the beautiful icicle lights hanging on the train. You'll see a little job trailer up there on the top of the hill where you can come and pick up your tickets or any information. And that's where you meet to gather to get on the train. Conductors will assist you to your seats. And then at approximately the time we're supposed to be pulling out, and they really need to stay on a timeline, because getting 350 people on a train with two exits, because it's a safety factor, it's, you got to be stepping, especially when they're carrying babies and all kinds of paraphernalia, you know, blankets and this and that. But those trains would be heated. You don't have to worry about being very cold. Sometimes they're not cold. They're never cold. In fact, you start peeling as soon as you get in there, because so many people make a lot of heat.
They're not hot either, we'll tell people.
Okay. And so you get near, you're assisted to your seat, you get nice and cozy, and about the time we're ready to pull out, you'll hear the all aboard, and down the tracks will roll.
We're just about out of time, but Santa's on board at some time?
Most often Santa, if not every time.
Okay.
Santa makes an appearance on the train. He comes through, he sees all the children, says hello, and there's all kinds of support people for Santa. So you might see Rudolph, you might see Frosty, you might see the Grinch. It's just an absolute. So no sooner did Santa walk through than another fun friend comes along to help entertain and distract your children. It's 1 hour long, and it's one fun hour.
And that's our train ride. Eventbrite.com. Proceeds benefit Fort Discovery. Holiday Express train rides. You can link to the proper places on Facebook. Just go to Holiday Express train rides in Sunbury, PA, and that would take care of it. Fran, anything else to add? Anything critically important? I know we've probably forgotten something important, but
Not necessarily to add, except I'm incredibly thankful for this community support, for the support of Jeff, for the support of the railroad and Cedar Cog and Bob Zimmerman. 20 years of this.
And they're still plugging away and still helping out.
Still plugging away.
And you're still doing all this, too.
Yeah, still doing all this.
And your pay is the smiles that you see on the day of, or anytime you go down to Fort Discovery. So
exactly. You'll see these ball tournaments. The place is just packed.
It's packed with kids.
It's crawling like an anthill.
Thank you so much, Fran.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for the invite.